I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another ceasefire attempt failed yesterday between Israel and Hamas. The death toll exceeds the 2012 conflict between the two. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs says Christians shouldn't have an ignorant or indifferent attitude towards these events, especially in light of fellow Christians who are risking their lives to stay in Israel and share the story of Jesus. So how can you help?
The first thing to do to get involved is to pray, and particularly as we think about the situation in Israel, that's probably the most significant thing that we can do right now is simply go to the throne and say, Lord, we don't know what's best in this situation, but we need you to work.
Meanwhile, it's been months since Typhoon Haiyan devastated the Philippines, but for some child survivors, the recovery is just starting now. After being trained in trauma counseling, Operation Mobilization workers reach out to kids in affected areas. Through a camp called Operation Safe, they're sharing the hope and the love of Christ in kid-friendly ways. Emotional scars are being healed one by one. Pray for more healing as Operation Safe camps continue. And it's only about halfway through the summer, but for some U.S. college students, it's time to pick a fall semester internship. Hannah Swan of Advancing Native Missions says their internship program is geared toward the Great Commission.
You don't have to go overseas to be a part of what God is doing around the world. Our heart is to introduce the next generation into what God is doing through Native missionaries, and for them to join in that.
Get more information and submit your application through a link at our website. Friday's the application deadline. Ask God to bring in the people that He wants to take part in this program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7. Get yours free by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.